On Saturday, a federal judge issued a temporary ban on a Trump administration immigration policy, which would have required immigrants to prove they have health insurance or the ability to afford it before coming to the United States. The policy was set to go into effect on Sunday, but now will be blocked for at least 28 days. The legal battle, of course, is far from over, as the Trump administration is once again battling in the courts over its immigration strategy. Michelle Hackman is a reporter covering immigration policy for The Wall Street Journal, and she joins me now. Michelle, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
So this was a story, like many stories about the president's immigration policy, that sort of got blown up and then got forgotten about. Remind us what this policy was supposed to do.
Sure. So the idea behind the policy is that anyone applying for a visa, so primarily that's people looking to move to the U.S. to join their family members, would have to show either that they have health care or that they have the financial means to afford it. Now, that sounds, you know, potentially like a minor thing, but analyses have shown that that is something of an income test and would amount to blocking something like 65% of the existing immigrants who come in from coming in, you know, under the visa program.
Can you remind us again what happens when someone comes to this country who's not a citizen of the country, who comes here and needs health care? I mean, is this a problem, and I'm putting problem in quotes, to begin with? Is there an issue that the Trump administration was trying to, at least in theory, abate by this policy in the beginning?
You know, Tanzina, that's an interesting question, and I think you're getting at this problem, which is that I think the Trump administration is conflating two different groups of people. There are a lot of people who come into this country as unauthorized citizens, and they are not allowed to be on any kind of public benefit to begin with. Obviously, they have no, you know, legal authorization to be in the country. And there is this issue of, you know, if those people go to the hospital, then who pays for their bill if they can't pay? It's often the hospital, it's the government. But that's not even the issue here. I mean, these people that we're talking about are people who are coming into the country legally on visas. You know, the law already says that they're not allowed to be on Medicaid for the first 5 years that they live in the country legally. And so really the only thing that they would be allowed to purchase that this policy would then prevent them from doing is purchasing an Obamacare plan on the Obamacare exchanges that's subsidized by the government. And so really, I think we should think about this more as an income test than anything else.
The temporary block on this policy comes just weeks after multiple federal judges blocked another Trump immigration policy that would have required people coming to the United States or hoping to come to the United States to prove that they wouldn't need to rely on government benefits. Again, this seems to fall into what you're saying, which is it's more of an income test for people who are coming into the country. Is that right?
That's right. I think those two policies, the one you're talking about is called the public charge rule that got a lot of press, do actually have quite a similar effect. And I think you can think of it as, you know, the Trump administration is trying to basically throw every tool it can find against the wall and see what sticks.
Michelle, what are you watching for in both of these cases? Because as we mentioned, the health insurance decision is just a temporary block. What happens next?
So what happens next, there's another hearing at the end of November about whether the plaintiffs will be seeking something called a preliminary injunction, which means the policy is blocked from taking effect until the court rules, yes, this policy is legal, no, this policy is not legal. And then I think we watch for whether the Supreme Court okays, you know, the public charge rule and this new healthcare policy. We've seen the Supreme Court recently be a little bit more permissive of President Trump's immigration policies. So I think it's an open question what happens, you know, once these reach the Supreme Court.
Michelle Hackman is a reporter covering immigration policy for The Wall Street Journal. Michelle, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.